All right. Hi, my name's Chase, and I am here with
Angela LaRocca
and Andrea Bemis.
We are here at the lovely Unidev, one of the greatest UMSL sponsors that's ever lived. And we're here to talk about MDMC 2016, Unidev's involvement, all the great stuff, all the innovation panels coming along. So first of all, I guess let's just talk a little bit about Unidev here. Who wants to go first about just what the company entails?
I think our boss lady should take it away. Pitch us.
That's what you're here for.
We're not supposed to fight on podcasts, Andrea.
It's okay. If it gets a little rowdy, I'll break it up. I promise. Okay. They're debating here.
Well, yeah.
We're thumb warring.
Unidev, I'll tell it so Angela can use it later. take notes. Unidev is a software and web development company. We've been around for about 26 years now. Last year was our big 25, so I have to remember to say 26 now. But we are... you pushed a button.
No, I didn't do anything. I can cut this out, I promise. I will cut this out. There will be some cutting.
Unidev is a beep.
No, not at all. There's nothing going on.
Like, do we have a pulse? What's going on?
No.
So we.
I'm just making sure it's recording. I don't want to,
right.
You know.
Don't want to miss. He doesn't want to miss this.
I don't want someone to call all of a sudden.
This is
the mess of this is half the fun because there's no like professional.
This is a
buildup.
Like people are moving to the edge of their chairs to hear who is Unidev.
I know.
And then
just stops.
They've already gone to our search now and said, who is Unidev?
Yeah, true.
So anyways, we've been around 26 years, software development and web design firm. And I know it sounds funny when you say you do both, because when people tell me that they do more than one thing, I kind of go, no. Mm-hmm. But we did. We started out as a purely software development firm. About 10 years ago, added in web design and web marketing. Yes. Our owner came to us and basically said, so there's this new thing, SEO. Figure out what it is and do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We will.
Our team is really good at taking something like, I will figure it out, and we'll make it a thing.
Especially when the owner tells you. You just
right.
do it.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Good incentive. So we became both. And so now we're kind of a one-stop shop where we start from the very front end of your projects, helping with marketing, helping with all that front-end development for your website, and doing even more deeper things like legacy, taking your legacy software and building it into something new or integrating certain components. So
I think we're a good mix, don't you think, of left and right brainers?
Exactly.
Like all under one roof, and somehow we all mesh.
It's a good mix. If you ever come to speaker series, you always never know who you're gonna find.
You never know.
It's gonna be fun. You're gonna have like a party on this side, you're gonna have like a tech guru on this side, you're gonna have like someone munching over here. He's like, leave me alone, like please, I'm just here for the food. And then
the knowledge burst.
Yeah. And then everyone at the end of the day just comes together and it's like pure technological innovation bliss.
Total kumbaya.
It is.
Okay, so MDMC 2016 today just sold out.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Everyone's like screaming in a parade.
Harry's doing the happy dance.
Yes.
Skinny jeans.
Yes. And his hair is, I know his hair is just like perfectly coming down right now.
With Caldy's in hand.
Woo-hoo! So obviously the growth has been huge. We're not at UMSL anymore. We're at Union Station. Mm-hmm. Bigger venue. We're still sold out. Yep. Three keynotes. All these innovation sponsors. Tech Alley going at it. Wars for this huge $1,000 award. I mean, there's a lot going on in this one day. And I feel like last year it was 2 days, even though it was only one day, but because we had so much prep beforehand, this year it's all one day. So it's gonna be like just even a double monster. So what are you guys most excited to see about?
I mean, I personally am excited for this panel that's going down at 2:55-ish. Featuring digital disruption.
Yes.
But most importantly, Boss Lady over here is gonna be front and center on that panel. That's gonna be amazing.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
Is this your first panel?
No, it's at UMSL conference it is. This is my first time being involved with any of the speakers or panels or anything like that. But I have done panels before. I'm a little nervous for this one.
The hype's so much. It's like every day you hear about it, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be there, and I gotta like deliver. But you're gonna do fine.
Yeah, I don't get to just walk around this time. I have to actually do.
Yeah.
A small chunk of the day, you have to work a little.
Yeah.
But...
And I hear you have a glue gun in your purse like on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
So I mean, maybe if worse comes to worse, just bring that out and start crafting.
You know, bedazzle.
Yeah.
Bedazzle.
Oh my gosh, live bedazzling. Like move over, damn the pancake man. We got Andrea bedazzling. sizzler here.
Yeah, see,
I mean,
it could be.
Look at that. Look at the potential.
It could be a totally different channel than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's possible.
Going in a very creative direction now.
Right.
255.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be the panel to be. Yeah, that
craft
seems like.
Therapy.
Oh my god, craft therapy. I like
that's
that.
That's what we call it.
But yeah, we
have. It's going to be fun. I mean, with Ed Domain running this panel, there's that.
Yes.
And having people like Jenny Dibble and Aaron Follett, and of course, Andrea, I just think, I don't know, it's bringing it to a whole other level. And I love hearing multiple people's point of view.
Yeah.
When they throw out one question and just getting to know people and how they feed off each other.
That it's just a very personal crowd.
It's, it is.
I mean, we all, I've been with Jenny Dibble on panel before, and it's just, we're all just very personable. We just kind of talk from our, you know, cuff, and it's just,
It's fun. I like how people just mesh. I like the reactions. It's fun. I was at a panel for TEDx, which is also spearheading all of our actually our keynotes. I correct myself. Keynotes this year. And if you haven't heard of TEDx yet, look them up on here. I mean, Google.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. Mm-hmm. And their panels just as much. Like, it's going to be just like that. Back and forth. Passion. And you get so much out of it.
You do.
So obviously, outside of Andrea's marvelous panel, 255, Unidev is going to be there exhibiting and sponsoring. They're going to one of our greatest sponsors of the conference. You guys are going to have a bunch of new technology to showcase. Tell us about that.
Oh my gosh, we got a lot going on. I figured, like, how involved can we possibly be on this day? We want all of it. And so you will absolutely get to meet our amazing team at the table. We'll be exhibiting. We've got some really fun branded new swag, which no one has seen yet.
Fun.
Thanks to the fine folks at Glance Creative.
Nice.
But yeah, our table will feature a brand new amazing product that we have called You Present It. And I highly recommend coming by. All I could say is interactive media.
So last year, I remember, if I recall right, you guys had like a map of the whole conference. Is this like, was it like a preview like of what this is?
Similar, a little bit more robust.
Okay, so this is like that on steroids, basically. This is like the final product.
It's like that on Caldi's.
That
I was
going to
say, Caldi's a little more powerful than
this.
It's that on Caldi's.
Energy in St. Louis brought to you by Caldi's on demand. Let's just be honest.
Yeah,
come on.
Give them a shout out.
Yeah. Caldi's.
They do.
One, two, three. Caldi's.
They know our drinks.
Yes.
Yay,
yes. Okay, so the conference is here in St. Louis for a reason. Obviously, over the past 10 years, it's kind of gone for a transformation. We're kind of the tech hub now, all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people still don't know that, which is unfortunate. But this kind of helps it propel and says, hey, you know, what's going on here? You know, we have Jack Dorsey from St. Louis, who's brought Square back. We have Locker Dome, which is blowing up. We have Arch Grants. We have T-Rex, all that fun stuff here in St. Louis. And it's all kind of in that one growing space downtown. So do you guys think this conference is basically directly related from that blowing up scene?
Oh, I absolutely think it's feeding off of all of the innovation that is, you know, it makes St. Louis a hub now. It's like the Cortex District. Holy cow, how many great startups can be housed within, what, 3 miles of each other? It's insane.
It is.
What Venture Cafe does. I mean, Travis literally brings 500 plus people every single week. And I mean, I was there last week and it was jam packed. And it's like that every single week. But I think St. Louis just has that kind of affordable approachability mixed with creativity and then a Midwest sort of work ethic, don't you think?
I agree.
It is. It's way from the hustle and bustle of the East, I feel like, and the West Coast is really laid back. Silicon Valley, like, here you have a good mix. And also, it's not marginalized yet here. So it's still, it's actually, you can get away with a lot of stuff here, I should say, where you couldn't get away with the East Coast and West Coast, I feel like, because there's not, it's not here yet. So it's the emerging network of St. Louis and
its
tech industry.
Yeah, and it's easier to kind of stand out when you have a really cool product that, yeah, maybe the other coasts have seen, but maybe something like it in St. Louis doesn't exist. So
that's true.
I think you can kind of use that little bit of a small town
feel,
but it is very metropolitan at the same time.
It is. And
I
it's
like the mix.
Yeah, and you have, like I said, like Locker Dome is now international. I mean, they started here in just like a few people, and that's only been 10 years.
It is, because they're recent,
and yeah, it's been pretty incredible.
Tech Alley is going to be huge this year. I mean, with Arch Grants behind it, and I think what Ginger and Ben are doing over there, they're going to bring some really, really cool, I don't know, just cool startups and companies to that area.
Definitely. Okay, so obviously a big part of the conference is content. So my question to you guys is, what do you think makes good content in 2016? Everyone says content is king. Content is king. We've heard that by about 10,000 times, especially if you work in marketing. So beyond that, so it's 2016. You have so much stuff. Everyone can go on Canva. You can go online and create something within 10 seconds. And there's a flood of content out there and a lot of noise. But is a lot of it good content? I mean, what do you guys think actually makes content today that is worthwhile of the engagement for the viewer?
For me personally, I love video, so So like, for example, today I was going through a feed on Facebook of someone I follow, and I was so much more apt to watch the video ones than I was to read, even if it was just a couple sentences. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather watch the video of them sitting there saying. So what this person was doing was going over like Facebook etiquette for their group and stuff like that. But he did it in a video. So hey, this is how we need to act, this is how we need to do. But had he written that, I would have skimmed like the first sentence and then been done. But because he was talking and it was just casual and I watched it, even though it probably wasn't something I was that interested in, Facebook etiquette. But video just seems to snag my attention a little bit more.
Well, you took my answer. No, I've always loved video, but now especially, like you said, that's what stops. Like I will scroll all day. Even lately, if it's Instagram too, maybe pictures, it's the whole 15 second thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my gosh, I will watch it. That time I do not have time to watch a whole or read a whole, you know, article that is single spaced and takes up.
Yeah, you're like scrolling.
If I have to scroll more than once down the page, I'm out.
You're done.
Or if it's a video where it's like, this looks like it's going to be 30 minutes. No.
I agree.
It's a quick thing.
Short and sweet.
But I also like how casual, in a sense, it's become. Like back when I started working on websites and content and things like that 10 years ago, it was, you have to have this many characters and it cannot go past this and it needs to be above this. And there were so many rules to it that I found that my writing became more structure than it was interesting. So it's like, I know I have to get this many keywords in, and I know I have to get this above this fold in order to capture this, and in order to get this ranking, I have to do this. And now, with the parallax scrolling and all the new looks and feels to websites that are out there, and there's so many variations, I feel like you can just have good content. You can just say how it is. You can talk. You can, and that's, the informalness is sometimes a breath of fresh air. Because when you're reading up on people and you're looking at so many different websites that are reiterating the same thing, when it's just easy to read and it's just out there, it's so much better.
It is. Instead of so like buttoned up and professional. Right. Like, who are we all kidding? Let's just all keep it real.
I almost call it the Yoast effect, because like if I'm writing a blog, everyone, if you've used those, I'm not sure if you guys use them, but it scores you like a traffic light, you know? So if you use too many certain verbs or too many certain words, all of a sudden yellow light, stop, or your tags are wrong, stop. Man. Like you can't go, you need to redo this. And then I look at my writing and I'm thinking like, I feel like I just wrote a tech manual to like build the computer.
Right.
And you know, which is great if you're working in that space, but right, if you're writing a blog, people are not going to engage with that. And I agree, 100% agree with that. You know, we've become so technical in our writing because we want to make sure the content's optimized. Now we have more freedom.
We do, and so I love it. I love
it's like the Wild West.
Yeah. I like how everyone can have a different voice now.
Yes.
Before, everyone sounded exactly the same because they're all trying to get the same content out in the same square. Mm-hmm. And now it's, you can pick companies and look at people based on their personality, and you can really tell that by their content. And so for me, I mean, I like to pick from personality. Oh, I will work really well with them. Let's match up. Let's do this, you know. So it's just a much fun way.
Okay, so obviously we talk about content all the time, and obviously getting content has become kind of the Wild West as well. There's so many apps out there. It's pretty ridiculous, I think. You have Pyroscope, you got Facebook Live, and then I work in the events industry, and one of the apps that just launched is called Summit Sync. And this is based on Tinder's, they actually use Tinder's code, and you actually have to swipe right or swipe left. However, instead of being plugged into your Facebook, you're plugged into your LinkedIn. And so this is if you're at a conference with like thousands of people and you want to meet people, you don't know who the heck you want to meet.
Right.
And a lot of them will have like rosters and they'll charge for data and everything on who is actually going to be attending. But a lot of people don't want to pay that or they can't.
Right.
So this will allow them to actually meet up. So I mean, you have literally swiping right for professional reasonings.
Exactly.
It's professional dating.
Taking it to a whole other level. I like it. You know,
like, if you never met Perry before and you were at the UMSL Digital Conference, if you guys both swipe right, you'd be like, let's go to Call of the and talk about how we can promote Unidev. I mean, that's really what it's for. And I mean, so there's so many apps these days for so many things. My question is, do you think we're kind of getting oversaturated? Do you think there's too many apps? Or do you think over time it's going to become just a couple basic apps? Because my theory is like Facebook just launched Facebook Live. Is that going to kill Pyroscope? Because why would you download Pyroscope when you can just get on Facebook and have all their audience right there? Do you think we're kind of like at a app wars right now?
I kind of feel like there's a lot out there, and based on the majority personality and things like that, those are the ones that are going to live on. At first, it's going to be, well, which one works best for, you know,
what's trendy, do I like? And then I think everyone will kind of find their preference. Like you said, I mean, there's a bajillion people out there, and of course there's got to be a million apps to try to satisfy them. But
true.
Like anything, it's like TV channels. Why are there 1,200 of them now? I know the few that I like, but I think it's the same with apps, kind of.
Yeah. Let's hope we don't have the apps filled with ads like we do the TV channels. Although there's no free lunch, so we can't just wait on ads. And obviously, the official app of the conference is Bonfire again.
Yes.
We love Bonfire.
We love Bonfire.
So what are you guys most excited about with Bonfire? Like, I heard this year is what we're going to try to do is give all the content, feed it in advance. So all of a sudden you're Bonfire, you'll be like, boom, go to this session, boom, go to this food truck, or pancakes are being made down the hall. So, I mean, do you guys think that's kind of becoming like a norm for events? You're going to have an event, official app for every single event?
Who wouldn't want that?
You can't go to an event now without the hashtag, or maybe the app is the only way to find the program or the speakers or something like that. But if Bonfire's doing it, you know it's going to be done really, really well.
It is.
Those guys are amazing.
It's high quality. So shout out to Bonfire. Thank you for your constant support. So what is the most pressing thing you could ever think right now in the industry?
People need to get their websites responsive.
I was just going to say.
Responsive? Okay.
And get your stuff updated to the cloud and things. Yeah, that's what's going on now.
Get it together. The cloud. Yeah.
Stop being scared.
That's a good one. I feel like there's that's a huge people are so scared of like and their security stuff taken, and some people refuse to get on social media.
Right.
And it's still an issue. Despite
that's good.
Like 10 years later.
It's still an issue.
Oh. Yeah. We are recording.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
People are scared.
I mean, are people what if it's safe to say people are probably scared to go to this conference? Maybe they don't work in digital marketing. Maybe they're traditional marketing.
And intimidate. They're not sure they'll understand. They'll get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't. It's like, this is the world that we all live in.
Every day, we're on an app every day. We're on our phones constantly. Yeah. Right now, I see 4 phones in front of me, and there's only 3 of us. I mean, look at us.
So you end up bat line.
I mean, we are disconnected. So, I guess what would you guys say to the first time person to this Midwest Digital Conference in St. Louis? Like, let's say they're new to the whole digital marketing, because there will be some.
There will be some out there,
and you'll see them easily. And I think it's our job to kind of like approach him, make him feel safe, and be like, this is okay.
That's the theme. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Jump in and figure out what works for you. That's the thing. That's the joy and the beauty of digital marketing, is not the same thing works for everybody. And that's how it's meant to be.
I heard a mom voice just now.
That's beautiful. I feel like I've just been like nurtured, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm taking notes over here. I'm serious.
I mean, that's
true.
It's the beauty of it. I mean, display your company or whatever you're presenting, however it works best for you. And it's not going to be the same for the person sitting next to you. And that's the beauty of having 35 different things that you can attend, is that you pick the ones you want to go to, and you take from it what you need to work for what you're doing.
Nice.
So
I can't even respond. I'm just like, yes. Like,
I know. I'm like, yeah. I know.
You go, Andrea. Like, I feel so inspired right now.
I do. I want to start.
I think people get scared because of that. Because they think, oh my gosh, okay, I have to do it like how Anheuser-Busch is doing it. Or I have to do it like how this person. No. We're all different, and we all are bringing different things to the table. So do it your way and make it work for you. So don't be scared.
I love that. Because let's be honest, how many marketing firms, how many sites today look directly identical from every other firm?
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, here's the button on the top with the scroll down, and you just keep scrolling. You're like, okay, but then eventually you're like, where the heck am I at? Like, what agency, what state?
And they get so far away from their own brand and their own voice and their own message. They're like, well, that's what everyone has, those tabs. Yeah. Everyone has this, like, no.
All right, so with all that said, back to the main point why we're all here, the Midwest Digital Conference. Just to summarize, we have Travis Sheridan, the man of the hour, the voice of St. Louis Venture Cafe. What shoes is he going to wear?
What color do you guys think?
We got the teal.
I
was going to say teal.
Is he going to coordinate, or is he going to go kind of like the coral with the fish, to kind of, you know, as like a backsplash?
I think Travis should wear one shoe one color and one shoe another color. Yes. I think,
and then change throughout the day.
He should.
Very
Wardrobe Travis, changes. Travis,
we'll help you.
Please. We're going to wardrobe you from top to bottom.
Wardrobe consultants here. But honestly, just imagine, he sets the tone. He's the AM keynote speaker. Seriously, if anyone in this town can get you jazzed up at an early hour, It's Travis it's Sheridan.
It's Travis.
That's true.
That's how he rolls.
It's true.
Yep.
And there's going to be coffee in abundance, so let's just all get caffeinated with Travis in the morning so we can just make it through the day. Because it does get exhausting, let's be honest. It's a fun day.
You're mentally exhausted.
But we were talking before we started recording. Perry goes away for about a week. You go away for 48 hours. Everyone just unplugs. So
I go home
but
to my
it's
kids.
It's fun.
I mean, you have a double trouble.
But it's fun. Yeah, being a sponge that day. Yeah. I mean, the last couple years, as it was growing and growing, it's like, wow, I came back on information overload. But this year, it's a whole other level.
I know.
You have the champagne problem of having to go off campus because you cannot fit any more people.
Right.
That's a huge thing.
It is.
I'm so proud to be part of it. I mean,
it's only the fourth year. I mean,
I know.
It's blown up so quick. I mean, imagine like where we're going to be in 5
Where's
years.
Where's it going to go?
Like, we're going to be at Scott Trade Center or something. So, times then the whole convention center. And then obviously we have BuzzFeed coming too and Under Armour. I mean, we have so many. I mean, you can see the brands online. We have so many brands coming. It's just, it's not even funny anymore. It's just like, we have this and this. And now it's to the point where I'm scared. I'm like, where am I going to, like, am I going to miss this while I go to this? And
right.
It's just,
that's,
I'm trying
yeah,
to.
The only thing
you divide and conquer.
So much going
yes.
on.
Angela, you go to this. I'm going to go to this.
And we
yeah,
can like,
go to this.
And we'll
we're
text each other
up.
And be like, okay, this is what this girl's saying here. Tweet this, tweet that. I know.
That's what Angela does. She'll take pretty pictures much. Of like quotes that she wrote down or something that's on the screen. She'll text it to me.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to.
It's amazing.
Capture the essence there. It's hard because I'm trying so hard to like take notes and keep up, but I just want to sit and be and
I know
listen.
I
but
know
you can't do that anymore.
And I always feel
so
bad
okay.
I'm like this on my desk, I'm like, and they're like looking at me, I'm like, hi,
I'm
listening, I'm live tweeting you, I'm so sorry. And then obviously we have the lovely Mish Hancock going to be there with TEDx as earlier
Mish.
Team Mish all the way
balloons. We do need balloons again.
Oh my
not
God.
The first time we
that's
heard
happened
speak at AMA we had balloons that said
Team Mish.
Oh
and
gosh.
Like little name things that said Team Mish.
I think she thought we were joking when we said no. We're your fan club. We're gonna make this a thing.
But then we really showed up as her fan.
We need a whole.
We went there.
Hey, it's 2016 presidential camp. We need a mock campaign for Mish.
There you go.
Just start getting yard signs. Just put Team Mish. make it a thing.
Mish see? For president.
Vote. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Have a bitly. At the end of it. Take you right to TEDx. That'd be beautiful.
Oh, she's
we love Mish.
To.
Mish
yeah.
is amazing.
Can't
yep.
say enough good things about her.
Agreed. Yeah. I totally agree. And then, my God, I just don't even know where else to go with it. Like, basically, MDMC 2016, it's coming. We're a few weeks away. It's sold out. If you didn't get a ticket, I deeply apologize. But you had,
hashtag
you had,
sorry, not sorry.
Not sorry. You had
so
months
sad.
And months.
You had time.
We told you. We warned you.
Yeah,
no,
we did. We promoted and tweeted, and it's
you're
done now.
1,200.
I mean, they heard Andrea was speaking. They're like, run, don't walk.
Yeah.
This is true. As soon as we tweeted your bio, it just went.
It went nuts.
It went shut
yeah.
down. Yeah.
Yeah.
We lost the website.
That's because I bought them all.
Andrea has a really large family, so
really
her,
large,
her
like
panel's already
people.
Her panel's gonna be booked out.
It's gonna double as a family reunion.
Right.
Yes.
You know,
it's what we're here for, community.
Right.
That's the best thing about St. Louis marketing community. Everyone here knows each other, everyone's friendly. If you're listening to this and it's your first time ever like in this kind of industry, or if you're Vernon Ross and you're probably listening to this saying how bad we are good podcasts because you're so good.
Vernon.
And
no
he's,
one rocks a bow tie
no,
like Vernon Ross.
It's true. Vernon is a man of style and class. So whoever you are listening to this, thank you, and we'll see you at MDMC 16. Make sure you hashtag it, live tweet it. We're going to get a trending globe nationally this year. That's the goal. It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
Woo-hoo. Oh, it's going to happen. We're going to break Twitter.
Oh, Brianna did it the first year.
She did.
She broke Twitter. So that's how it all blew up. So thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Any final remarks before I cut it off or forever hold your peace? Anything I missed? Anything?
Come have fun.
I think you covered it. Come here
okay.
and be a sponge.
They're both staring at me right now like, okay, Chase, turn it off. Turn off. All right. And that note, good day.